And now here's your moderator, swallowing his Halloween candy, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a lovely weekend and a great week and a wonderful Halloween. And we hope your kids are just starting to come down now from spinning around on the floor from their candy high. So settle back and give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation out there. It's a great time to call in. Our lines are open right now. Give us a call as soon as you can. If you have a question for us, if you'd like to wait a couple minutes, you can have an answer for us as well. That's area code 415-841-4134. Again, our number is area code 415-841-4134. We all brought candy today, so, but we're not going to eat it on the air because Debbie's warned us about that. So, and again, our email address is mindsovermatter. That's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. It's always great to hear from our listeners. If you have an email, a question suggestion for us, that's fine, or a comment on the show, that's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere where a computer or a radio, well, a computer exists anyway, at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you like a podcast of the show, since Debbie Kennedy is in charge tonight, it will be done with dispatch and with excellence. And that will be available after the show at kalw.org, along with some of our older shows for those who love beautiful older things. And so, again, the number here is 415-841-4134. We're going to start with a round of introductions. We'll be giving out questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else that strikes our fancy. And here's the first intro. Jerry Nachman is afraid to fall backward today, lest he fail to get up again. Oh, my hip.
Well, Pauline Teichman, on the other hand, got tons of exercise today, springing forward and falling backwards, thanks to the numerous variations in clock settings.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, looked forward to his extra hour of sleep this morning. His dog, however, had other ideas.
So, all right, that is us. We'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay, what is the tallest man-made monument in the United States? I'll give you one guess each.
Man-made monument. Well, all right.
Mount Rushmore?
No.
Well, that's kind of
that's
natural.
Not a monument. Well, it is a monument.
It is a monument.
It's
it is
a monument.
But no, it's carved out of a natural thing.
It is, but the carving itself is man-made. I mean,
yeah, I don't think that would rank with. I don't know, because I don't know how big that is.
Man-made.
That's pretty large.
Well, man-made is a. When you say a monument, it could be a building, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well. Hmm. Like the Sears Tower.
No. No. Actually, I'll tell you, it is not a building.
But it's man-made.
So that's the difference between a monument, I guess.
So something like the Statue of Liberty?
It's not a building in the sense that people don't
live
in it.
Like the Washington Monument.
Right.
But it isn't.
That would have been my next guess, by
the way. Yeah, well, it is not the Washington
Monument. Statue of Liberty?
No. Okay, you've all had many. Well, I'll give you
one more. Can I just clarify just with one question? Does anybody, can you live in this?
No.
You said in the U.S.?
All right, once more, Jerry.
Okay, what is the tallest man-made monument in the United States?
All right.
It's not a building, it is a monument.
It is not a building, it is a monument.
And,
okay.
And, yeah, it's man-made, not natural. Okay.
All right. Is it a monument to a person?
I'm not telling you that.
All right. The Millard Fillmore Tower.
You never keep niggling away.
Oh, well.
Nibbling away.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mike from Berkeley.
Hi, Mike.
So, there were four U.S. states that were sovereign republics before they became states in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name them?
Texas,
that's the easy one.
California, that's pretty easy, too.
Those are two.
And...
What about Mexico?
Sovereign republics. Okay. Yeah. Let me think for a minute. Are the other two east or west of the Mississippi?
Yes.
very good.
Very clever of you.
So I'm thinking Hawaii because Hawaii was...
Let me think for a minute.
Hawaii is one.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
Three,
of course.
Three or four.
All right.
Okay, one more. Sovereign republics.
Okay, so sovereign. How about Louisiana? No.
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Sovereign republics.
Republics, so independent.
The remaining one, how long was it a sovereign republic?
A matter of months or maybe a couple of years.
Okay.
So not very long. Okay.
A matter of months. So, Texas. Okay. But Florida.
No, not Florida.
Pennsylvania?
No, one of the original 13.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Let's think for a minute. What are we missing here?
Virginia.
No, that's also.
No, I'll give you a hint.
Give us a hint, yes.
It dates back to the Revolutionary War. And
so Southern
soldiers in that region fought a rear guard action against both the American Army and the British.
Okay. So could it be like Vermont or something like that? Or Maine? Vermont, okay.
All right.
All right.
Vermont, okay.
That's for all of us.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Have a great one.
All right. Thank bye-bye. You. And Pauline, it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to give you a few variant names of an animal. Please tell me by what name it's most commonly called. So it's known as the glutton, the carcajou, the skunk bear, or the quick hatch. It's all the same animal.
The skunk bear.
Read those again, please.
Glutton, carcajou, skunk bear, or quick hatch.
Kinkajou or kunkajou?
Carcajou, C-A-R-C-A-J-O-U.
Okay. Right. These are what kind of names for?
They're other names for an animal that's...
An animal. It's an it's found in the United States.
Yes.
A badger. Yeah. I don't know.
Skunk bear sounds
what
a little
is a badger?
Familiar.
I don't even know exactly.
It's the state animal of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know, but besides that, what does it look like? Look like beavers?
It's got
a snout with a...
It's got a mean-looking snout, and it's furry.
Does it look like a beaver or an otter?
Think about a Mr. Toad.
Like a mean beaver.
Okay.
Let's see.
Toad of Toad Hall had Mr. Badgers.
Skunk bear. It's not as big as a bear, and it's bigger than a skunk, probably.
He's going to work it out. I know he is. He always does.
Yeah.
Wolverine?
That's it?
Okay.
Sure enough.
Very good.
Well, it had to be something sort of in the middle size, you know.
Excellent.
All right.
Oh, I should give another
I hate
one
when he
out.
Does that.
I know, me too.
When he actually figures it out.
I'm going to give another one.
A wild instinctive guess.
So this character, this actor played two characters whose names were anagrams of one another. So the two names were Stark and Trask. Name the actor in the films.
ST, in other words. Spencer
Stark
Tracy.
Stark and Trask, no.
Stark?
It's the name, Stark and Trask were the names of the characters.
Willie Stark
and the same actor.
Broderick Crawford?
And the same actor played both in... I could...
He played both characters.
He played both characters. In
Stark
different
and Trask.
And it's ST then, huh?
Stark is ST, but Trask is not ST, but it's the same letters.
Right.
They're anagrams
of
each other.
This is a Will Shorts question. I don't know. Well,
Let's see.
Is this actor still around?
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, no. That means it's old. All right.
And that's why I thought you
I don't get the anagram.
Right
you mean they both have anagrams of ST or one
no,
S?
No.
It's just the same letters, but they're different.
The two roles, which I'm giving you already, are anagrams of each other. Stark and Trask are anagrams of one another.
Okay.
And let's go to a call.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Gary from Union City.
Hello.
I got a question for Jared. Is it has something to do with Ed Sullivan?
Okay.
On the opening show, what would be his 23rd and final season? Sullivan presented an award show for the AGVA, American Guild of Variety Artists Entertainment of the Year Awards.
What was the group again?
AGVA, the Entertainment of the Year Awards. He hosted the series of specials on he died in 74.
I have no idea. I'm sorry, Gareth. I don't have any idea.
So, I'm sorry. What are you looking for here, Gareth?
Well, he did an award show. Well, the Entertainment of the Year award show that ran until 1979.
Okay.
And the awards were named after a certain entertainer. You know what the awards were known as?
Oh, I see. So the Guild gave out an award that was named after a certain entertainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And was this person like a George M. Cohan kind of thing?
You gave yourself a ballot. That's exactly what it is.
No.
Oh, gosh.
He is good.
What were they called? The Georgies? Or what were they?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And my second question is, what Italian film director was nominated for an actor for Best Supporting Actor?
What famous film director was nominated for Best Supporting Actor as well?
In a film, yeah.
John Huston.
That makes sense.
No, I said Italian.
Italian. I'm sorry.
Oh. Well,
Italian
was nominated.
Fellini never was.
Bertolucci.
Vittorio De Sica.
Yeah, De Sica.
Yeah, Silva Bell. What was the film?
Yeah,
I remember reading that too.
Farewell to Arms?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait. It's before something I got to tell you about. You're talking about Thank You for Being a Friend.
Right.
Yeah, that was featured at the Golden Girls, but it was not composed for the show.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Our TV expert.
That's right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call if you have a question or answer for us. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, the number here on Minds Over Matter is 415-841-4134. Okay, let's see. What is the most memorized book in the world?
Well, who would know that?
About the Bible.
How would you know that?
You know, there's a. If you hear the answer, it's
more
quite logical.
Bible?
Memorized?
Yes. Yes, more than the Bible.
You mean the entire
book? In the
book?
Bible, I think people just memorize the passages they want to agree with.
You mean the entire book?
No, people memorize them.
The entire book?
The entire book, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, most memorized.
What is the most memorized book in the world?
The Mao's Little Red Book.
Well, that's a good guess.
Oh.
That's a good guess.
I'm thinking the children's book.
Oh,
oh my God,
children's
I can see
book?
It.
No, that's
Is
too
it
easy.
A children's book?
No.
No, that's too easy.
Hmm. No.
It's an adult book. Okay.
It's an adult book, yeah.
Normal size or?
Yeah, normal size.
It's not
Why would people memorize a book?
It's also one of the most common books in the world.
Like a primer.
Yeah, something like that. So once more, what is the most memorized book in the world?
Not like Dick and Jane.
This is according to Yahoo, anyway. And no, not Dick and Jane.
What would people's purpose be in memorizing it? I wonder.
Well, when you hear the answer, you'll
the
figure
question,
it out.
Yeah.
All right. Second question. What best-selling brand? This is in the United States. What best-selling United States brand? I'm looking for a brand name. Two brand names, actually. What best-selling brand is known by one name west of the Rockies and another name east of the Rockies? Two different brand names. It's this exactly the same thing. The company just decided to do this for different reasons.
Well,
not like long since CVS.
I think it's ice cream. One is Breyers, and then it's known as something else in the east. Is it ice? Is it
no? It is not ice cream. This is the best selling brand of this type of food. And it is known by one name west of the Rockies.
I wonder if there's just one because
and another
that
east of the Rockies
fairly frequently.
Well, this is I'm sort of trying to delineate it a little bit by saying this is the absolute top of the market best-selling brand of this food.
Best Foods mayonnaise and Hellman's.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Yes, that's right.
Hellman's in the east, I think.
Yeah, Hellman's in the east and Best Foods in the west. It's the same company, but they just call it different things.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Very good. All right. Give you one more. What historical event did these people almost have in common?
Almost. I like
almost.
That.
What historical event did these people almost have in common? Marconi, Theodore Dreiser, and Milton Hershey. What historical event did these people almost have in common?
They almost got on the Titanic?
That's right.
Oh.
They all had tickets to get on the Titanic, but they canceled.
Oh, I'm on a roll. Huh?
J.P. Morgan is the other one. I decided to leave that
really?
Out.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is really amazing.
Okay. So the only one we have left here, what is the most memorized book in the world? All right. And,
How to Win Friends and Influence People?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. This is Holly in San Francisco.
Hi, Holly.
Hi. A shout out to Nick and Tony, and I wanted to guess the monument. Is it Mount Rushmore?
No, Pauline tried that, but no, it is not Mount Rushmore.
But it was such a good guess. Thank you.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Sure.
The most widely consumed meat in the world. Meat.
Meat. So are you looking for a brand name, or are you looking for
a
type of meat?
I'm looking for an animal.
Okay.
Chicken.
Right. Nope.
No.
It's got to live in rough areas.
Right.
Because it's all over the world.
Llama.
No.
Oh, gee.
A little smaller than a llama.
Sheep?
Close.
Goat.
Yes. You have it.
Makes sense.
A goat. Okay, and
goatness.
Can I just guess, is the book Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
It is not Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Oh, all right.
He says not a children's book.
Okay, have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Is this a religious book? Will you tell us that?
I'm not going to tell you any more about it.
It means it is.
Oh, the Quran.
You're right.
The Quran.
Yeah, the Holy Quran.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
You gave it away by saying you wouldn't tell us, so that always means
yes. Yeah, that's true. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, hi.
Hi, you're on.
Good. This is Jack in San Mateo. I'd like to take a guess at the tallest man-made structure.
Yeah.
It would either be the Hoover Dam or perhaps the Arch in St. Louis.
The Arch in St. Louis is correct.
Very good.
Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Bye-bye.
And, Jerry, it's your turn, I think.
I have to recuse you from this, Dana. I'm sorry to say, but...
I'm sure you're not that sorry.
What prominent singer recorded these nonsense songs?
Okay.
Chitta-bee. I'm the guy that found the lost chord. Adissa and Adata. I'll never forget the day I read a book. And ever have the feeling that you wanted to go, still have the feeling that you wanted to stay. What singer recorded those and was very well known for all of them?
Oh, so it's the same singer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, if I'd recognized any of the titles, I'd say Rafi, but since I don't know any of the titles, it's not him. It's older than
that. Well, that's why I had Rafi. That's why I had to recuse Dana.
Right. It's older. It's some
piece of cake for people like Dana.
It's like a 40s.
If there are any people like Dana,
Wolverine.
Are we going with 40s?
Hmm?
40s?
Yeah, 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter?
And actually 60s as well. 40s, 50s, and 60s. Okay. And 30s.
Right.
Still alive.
You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman, teacher and photographer Pauline Teichman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And if you'd like to join us here, the number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Jeff in El Cerrito.
Hi, Jeff.
And I want to take a guess on the food item that's known by two names.
Yes, I'm going to... I want you to guess. I'm just going to say that Jerry answered the question, but since you didn't hear it, I want you to guess.
I'm going to guess it's mayonnaise, and it was Hellman's Mayonnaise and Best Foods.
You're absolutely right. You couldn't be
Why
more right.
I remember this? I don't know.
Well, the same company, Hellman's, let's see, Best Foods bought Hellman's, but they decided just to keep, since the Hellman's was so well-known in the East, they decided just to keep that name on on the label. So, thank you. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is me.
It is you.
This is Bart in San Francisco.
Hi, Bart.
My guess for the person who recorded I'm the Guy Who Wrote the Lost Chord and The Day I Read a Book, and what were the others?
Oh, Chitta-bee, and Ever Have the Feeling That You Wanted to Go, Still Have the Feeling That You Wanted to Stay.
And it's
could that be Jimmy Durante?
It could be, and it is Durante. Very
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Great
Thank
songs.
You.
Great songs, all of them.
Should have had that.
And Pauline, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to give you a list of just a few classical poems that have been set to music. Give me the poet and the musician. So the Bells.
The Bells?
The Bells. Sonnet 29.
Now, are these the titles of the poem? Or the
yes.
Finish,
I'm sorry, say what you want here once more.
So I want the name of the poet, which is going to be easier in some cases than others, and the name of the musician who said it too.
Okay.
So, and I think I'm going to say there's only four, so you each may only have one. So The Bells, Sonnet 29, Those Dancing Days Are Gone, and Because I Could Not Stop for Death.
Well, The Bells is Poe.
Mm-hmm. But you need to give me both parts.
I don't know that part.
Well, then you can't say anything.
Because I Could Not Stop for Death, like Robert Frost, of course.
No.
No.
Absolutely it's not. Shh, don't say anything. Don't say.
It's not Robert Frost.
No.
Oh, Emily Dickinson.
Yes, it is, but you need to know the music.
Oh,
you have to know
you should
both
let us
parts.
I don't know that
too.
Part. That's the hard part.
No, no, because it's too. That part's the easy part.
Well, we'll let the audience.
I think it was Perry Como that did that.
As he would say, we'll leave that up to the audience.
All right.
Just because we're too dumb to get it.
Yeah, that's right. Speak for yourself.
Well, actually, what prompted this question was I was listening to KLW yesterday and heard one of these.
Oh, okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hey.
Oh, sorry about that. And next call.
Hi.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, James in Berkeley.
Hi, James.
Hi, well, I was listening and I got usurped on a couple of answers, the mayonnaise and the Jimmy Durante.
Mm.
So may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Which actor has won the most Emmys for playing the same character on the same series?
Wait.
Okay.
Which actor has won the most Emmys for playing the same character in the same series?
Yes.
Carol O'Connor?
No.
Kelsey Grammer?
No.
How many? Can you tell us how many?
Yes, five.
Five.
Did Seinfeld?
What?
I'm thinking Seinfeld.
It's actually a bit of a trick question because there are two people.
Hmm.
There are two people that played this character.
No, they played their character. Different shows, different characters, but each of the actors won Emmys five times for playing that character in that series.
Oh, gee.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I don't.
How about Alec Baldwin? Didn't he win?
No, but see, that's only one series. And nobody else played that.
The same person won for both?
There are two different people that won.
Two different people,
same character.
Two different series.
Right.
Oh,
each of them won five times for playing that character in that series.
Right.
So the same character. Okay.
Yeah, for each person.
Okay, let's think.
For each person.
Hmm.
Shall I leave it with the...
Yeah, do that. It's an interesting question. Okay, we'll put you on hold.
Okay.
Thank you. In the meantime, I will do a question.
Okay.
All right. These are the most successful companies in the United States that do not advertise in normal media. These are the most successful companies in the U.S. that do not advertise at all in normal media. I mean, they might talk about themselves and, you know, the way they spread the word about themselves is basically social media, but they don't advertise in any sort of traditional way. So these are the top companies in the U.S. that do not advertise in normal media. That means newspapers or radio
or
television or anything like that.
Something like eBay.
No.
It's all non-social.
These are they're all products. Okay.
Oh, specific products.
They're all products.
And they only advertise in social media.
Yes, but they do not advertise in social media.
It's just word of mouth.
It's word of mouth in social media. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
So these are the biggest companies in the U.S., and one of them is a foreign company. So I guess I should include that and say that up front. That do not advertise in any sort of normal media. And they're big companies. They're pretty big companies anyway.
Mostly tech companies, right?
None of them are tech companies,
so to speak.
And not in the traditional, not in like a high-tech way, really.
Mm. Jeez, I don't know.
So this is through the Huffington Post, but these are the six most successful companies in the U.S. that do not advertise. Okay? And the number to join us is area code 415 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
I was going to try for Stark and Trask.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Is that James Dean?
Yes, it is.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Okay. Very good.
I know.
Thanks.
I watched the Double Bill last night.
Yeah, that's where I got it.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Thomas.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
The poem "The Bells" by Edgar Allan Poe was set to music by Phil Oakes.
Absolutely, that's the one. That's the one that I heard yesterday. Thank you.
And "I Would Not Stop for Death" is not Robert Frost, but Emily Dickinson.
Yeah, I guess.
Absolutely. And
set that to music.
And who set it to music?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just wanted to.
No, but you're absolutely right. Emily Dickinson,
not Frost.
All right.
And I have a question.
Yes.
In the year 1305, the London Bridge of the nursery rhyme was opened, the first permanent stone bridge across the Thames at London. And in that same year, the first head of a traitor was set on a pike at the tower at the southern end, which later became a tradition. Mm-hmm. This is sort of a Day of the Dead question. Who had the honor of being the first head?
Do you remember, Jerry?
he was selling hot dogs. John of Gaunt.
No.
Is it somebody who tried to usurp the throne?
No.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. Edward the First was king at the time.
Edward the First. So, all right, let me think for a second. Is this the peasant rebellion?
No.
No? Okay. Edward the First. It's not a rebellion. It's not somebody trying to usurp the throne.
All right, I'll give you a hint that you better get it with. Mel Gibson would know the answer to this question.
Oh, William Wallace?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Braveheart.
Oh.
There you go. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. What might I be eating if I were ingesting these varieties? Naga Viper, two words, N-A-G-A, Viper. Carolina Reaper, Brain Strain, Borg, B-O-R-G, 9. And I don't know how you say this, Boot Jalokia, B-H-U-T. Second word, J-O-L-O-K-I-A.
So these are all variations on the same thing.
Yeah.
Why don't you go over
Naga
these?
Viper, Carolina Reaper, Brain Strain, Borg 9, and Butt Jalokia.
These aren't like microbrews or something, are they?
No.
I know, he was looking at the jelly beans.
Jelly beans?
No,
jelly
no.
Bellies? No. No, that's funny.
Naga Viper.
This is the common food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're not cheeses, I know that.
Naga Viper. Tomatoes?
No.
All right.
Okay, that's enough.
All right.
You got one more? Pauline, you want to try?
So it's like a variety of fruit or vegetable or something.
Of what?
A fruit or vegetable.
I'm asking the question.
You have to no, it is. Answer. I can tell from that answer. Okay. So.
Might be a fruit, and it might not, as they say on Says You.
All right, think it over. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
That me?
It is you.
Hi. Emily Dickinson, Because I Could Not Stop for Death, put to music by John Adams.
Ah.
Yes, that was actually one of the composers. It's actually been set to music by that particular one by three different people, so that's one.
Oh, okay. Well, then I got one.
Yes,
you did.
No, you did. It was great. And not the easiest one.
A company that doesn't advertise, is it Rolls-Royce?
It is Rolls. One of them is Rolls-Royce. Very good.
Oh.
Good job on that.
Need to.
That's the foreign company. Thank you.
Oh.
You're welcome.
That's good.
I have a question.
Oh.
I probably worded oddly.
Okay.
Hallmark recently changed the words to a...
Oh, yes, the word gay, Don, we now are gay apparel. They changed it to fun.
Really?
Yes. Oh, and it was very controversial. Is that it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. There we go.
Fun apparel. Yeah.
Fun apparel.
Fun, I know.
And, fun and
they,
gay.
They since apologized, but yeah. Yep.
Good, good question, though. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the bell.
All right. Bye-bye. And let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's EW.
Good.
Very good. So I'll give you, by the way, Mount Rushmore was built in a woman named Dawn, I forget her last name, went to Egypt and saw Abu Simbel. And she came with the idea to build Mount Rushmore, you know, with the president on the top of Black Hills in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. Very interesting story to bring tourists in the area. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you a country, three countries, and their names, whether their own or what they are called by other countries.
Okay.
The first one is easy. It's called Armenia.
Armenia?
So yeah. Armenia?
No, right. Not Armenia. It's L. A-L. Armenia. Or you can say...
Almania.
Oh, that's France. That's in Germany, I mean.
That is Germany. Very good. What does it mean? What does it mean?
Almania.
Allemand.
It actually sounds very much like what you said.
Allemand.
What do you think...
isn't that what the French call it? Allemand?
Well, Allemand is the French. Allemagne. Allemagne is like great, so the great or something.
No. English and German are very close. Mm-hmm. So Allemagne. It is all men.
Ah.
So the tribe in...
bunch of
tribe
women?
In Germany in the Middle Ages called all men.
Ah.
All men tribe.
Women being counted.
Okay.
The second one, I'm sorry, count. Okay, second country, it's called NIMSA.
Can you spell it?
Yeah.
N-E-M-S-A, NIMSA.
NIMSA.
I'll give you a hint because it's difficult. It's in Europe, European country. Now, a lot of Europeans will know it because it's called that way in a lot of European languages.
How do you spell it again, Ed? How do you spell it? How do you spell it once again?
N-E-M-S-A.
So you mean you can still you can still actually find this on some maps?
You can find it on some maps, yes.
Nemtsia.
It's a famous country.
Famous country.
And it's European.
Yeah. It's not too far away from Germany.
I have no idea.
Nemtsia.
Norway.
No,
that's a bit farther away.
It's called Norwegian.
Norwegian, okay.
Norwegian.
Not too far.
But it's interesting how names... I'll give you the answer because it's... Austria.
Oh.
I thought
I was going to say that.
I just had never seen it.
Germany, yeah.
Yeah, but it is very, you know, like this is what the people in the Middle East call it and other European, some European country call it.
Right.
Okay, the last one is Misr.
You spell it?
M-I-S-R.
M-I-S-R.
R. And this is, I would say, probably about maybe a billion people use the name for that country. Over a billion people use the name of this country as Misr. I give you, that actually should be a hint to you.
Should be.
Yeah. billion people.
Not good enough
billion
for me.
People call this country Misr.
India?
No. India is called Hind.
Right.
Or, you know,
China?
Yeah. No.
Going for the big population.
Yes.
Yes.
Now,
Egypt.
See, billion people call it. It doesn't mean they live inside.
Well, I know. I had to start someplace.
Sure. What a great show you have, guys.
Thank you.
Well, we give up, I think.
Okay. A billion. Well, if you count the number of Muslims in the world, it's about 1.5 billion, roughly, right now. So
right.
Does it give you a hint?
1.5 billion.
God.
If I worked on it for a while, perhaps, but I'm not.
But I'll give you the answer very quickly. But I'll give another hint, and then you get it, because that will be it. Over 30 million people walked in the street in the last couple of years twice. Over 30 million people walked protesting the government in the street.
So, in other words, Egypt.
I said Egypt.
Of course.
I said that. You didn't hear me.
All right, Jerry.
I always guess that. I always guess that first.
Muslims and Arabs call Egypt Misr, as it, the name was named to it about 1,500 years ago.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Eve.
Bye bye.
Beautiful show. All right.
And we're a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet, Jerry.
Okay, I would like to know what would I be eating if I were ingesting these varieties. These are all varieties of the same basic item. a Naga, N-A-G-A, Viper, Carolina Reaper, Brain Strain, Borg, B-O-R-G, 9, and Boot Jalokia, spelled B-H-U-T, second word, J-O-L-O-K-I-A.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
I think that's it for now.
All right. And Pauline?
Okay, so the only one I have out is the poems that, so we got the bells, but we still have William, no, I'm sorry, we still have Sonnet 29, These Dancing Days Are Gone, and Because I Could Not Stop for Death, we got one of the composers, John Adams, but we still have two others possible, and then the other ones, I need the poet and the person who sings it or put it to music.
All right. I'm looking for the most successful companies in the U.S. that do not advertise. What are the six most successful companies in the U.S. that do not advertise? One of our callers got Rolls-Royce, which is actually not an American company, but they certainly are sold in the United States. So what are the biggest and most successful companies in the U.S. that do not advertise in any sort of normal media?
Are there any other cars on the list?
There are not.
Okay.
No, I don't think a car could get away with that, except other than Rolls-Royce.
Well, Bentley,
Bentley's.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
But that's not American, so.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Dave Vanessa.
Hey, Dave. Good to hear from you.
Did anybody get any of the nonsense songs that Jerry had?
Somebody did get it, but why don't you tell us? I'm sure you know.
I have one. The one called, Did You Ever Get the Feeling You Wanted to Go When You Wanted to Stay?
Yeah.
That's Jimmy Durante. Mm-hmm.
That's right. He sang all of them. Thank you very much. Yeah, good.
I would like to request a mystery record because we haven't had one for long.
You're right.
All right. I will work on that for next week.
And if Jerry wants to continue to bring in any of the Ava Gardner records, I could listen to those all night.
There's not an inexhaustible supply of those.
I don't think I have any others. I think we played all the ones she ever sang.
Thank you much.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay.
Good to hear from you. And next call.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I have a couple of guesses. For the companies, is... Goldman Sachs, one of them?
Not Goldman Sachs. They're all products. Well, I mean, I guess there's a product involved in Goldman Sachs, but these are all, they're very specific products with each of these.
And they advertise.
Okay, consumer products. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I have a guess for the Emmys that the person left. People won 5 Emmys. I'm almost positive one of them is Don Knotts as Barney Fife.
Ah, you're right. Oh. You're right. Very good.
Okay, and the other one might be. Is it Ed Asner or is Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
No. Yes. No, it's not.
Oh, it is not.
No.
It's not?
Oh.
Okay, I thought he was... Okay, I thought he was... I don't know. Okay, and I have a question.
Yes.
Myself?
Yeah, go ahead.
What do these things have in common? What links these two things? Operation Desert Storm and the Lindbergh baby kidnapping.
That would be Norman Schwarzkopf. Norman Schwarzkopf was the lead general
was the policeman.
Desert Storm, and his father was the person in charge of the initial, at least the initial investigation into the Lindbergh kidnapping.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have a good night.
In Flemington, New Jersey, I think.
Oh.
The town. Let's see here. Is it my turn?
No.
Not my turn?
It's always your turn, no?
I thought we...
Maybe it is. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I'm not sure.
My turn, no.
I think it's my turn.
I think it might be Jerry's turn, but I'm not sure.
I think Jerry just did one.
Really?
Okay.
Well,
right,
then it would be my
go ahead,
turn.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So I'm staying with a poetry theme. So a series of 3 paintings by the artist, I don't know how to pronounce the name, I don't know if it's Ceri, C-E-R-I, Richards, were inspired by what famous poem? And another short poetry question, name this poet whose father was a teacher and later an editor for the San Francisco Evening Bulletin, which later...
What's the last one again?
Name this poet whose father was a teacher and later an editor of the San Francisco Evening Bulletin, which later merged with the Examiner.
Not the call bulletin, just the bulletin.
Well, the bulletin became the call bulletin.
Right.
There was a call, and then there was a bulletin.
Right. Okay. And, what was the first one again?
So the first one was a series of three paintings by Sari Richards were inspired by what famous poem?
And you're looking for the father of the poet who was the newsman?
Looking for the poet whose father was, was
okay.
a newsman.
All right.
Teacher.
I don't know either one of those. All right. How old are the Sari Richards? I'm not familiar with this person. So how far back does this go?
Not super far. I'd say the 50s, I'm thinking.
Okay. All right. And the number to join us here on Minds Over Matter with a question or answer is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's Barking and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Hello.
For the companies, Dana, I've got three possible guesses.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla?
No.
Oh.
Amway?
No.
And Herbalife?
No.
Okay. And I too had John Adams because I could not stop for death. But kind of interesting. I think I saw a long time ago you could actually sing that poem and a bunch of other Emily Dickinson poems.
Oh, to the Yellow Rose of Texas?
Yellow Rose of Texas.
You can sing anything by her to the Yellow Rose of Texas.
Oh, yeah, that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah. Theme to Gilligan's Island. Amazing Grace. I believe McNamara's Band. It's a long, long list. And it's all practically interchangeable.
Yep.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you.
What is interchangeable? They can all be sung
they
to...
They can all be sung to the...
McNamara's Band? How does it could be sung to Yellow Rose of Texas?
It's the rhythm of the...
I know what the idea is, but...
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like that. It does. I can see that.
Okay.
Maybe. All right.
I don't know. Can't remember.
In the United States, what is the top 10 dog name that is also a top 10 baby name?
Dog and baby.
In the United States, what is the top 10 dog name that is also a top 10 baby name?
Spot.
No.
I was waiting for somebody to say that. Yes.
Gee. Top 10 baby name. Oh,
it's probably a boy's name.
It is not a boy's name.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint on that.
Oh,
it's a female name.
Okay, good.
In the United States, what is the top 10 dog name that is also a top 10 baby name?
Is it a classic name?
Yeah.
Would you say like Jane or something?
Well, it's a well-known name. It's not an obscure name.
Okay. Yeah. It's a dog name. Too. Oh, that's great. That's a great question.
Yeah.
Okay. Rin Tin Tin.
No.
That would be Meow.
No.
Okay.
And it's not Lassie either.
Ace the Wonder Dog. No. No.
Okay.
Strongheart. Yeah. No, that wasn't it. Okay, once more. In the United States, what is the top 10 dog name that is also a top 10 baby name?
How about Bonnie?
That's good. As a matter of fact, my brother's dog is named Bonnie, but no, that's not it.
Okay. Okay.
And all right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, great. This is Nancy in Berkeley.
Hi.
And I have an answer to the... Actually, I can't remember the name of any of the things that he had mentioned, but it's all hot peppers, the red hot chili peppers.
Oh, you're right.
Very good. Very good.
The hottest peppers. Because it was a New Yorker article.
That's where I got it. The hottest chili peppers in the world.
That's why they all sound familiar. I've heard
I don't
this
know.
Before.
The Scoville scale, according to that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm behind on my New Yorkers, so I just read it today.
I don't know how anybody could actually eat those. One of them, the Naga Viper, is hot enough to strip paint.
Oh, my gosh.
How could you possibly digest that?
They had
that
something on the Nightline about it the other night. I thought, what's the pleasure in this? I don't know. Maybe there is.
Have you tried any of these?
Oh, God, no.
All right.
It would just sear your insides.
Yeah.
Very good.
But, well, they've got some places where they have a disclaimer, like you have to sign before
I would doubt it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What else do you?
I just wanted to make a guess on the last question about the baby name and the dog name.
Yes.
Max?
It is not Max.
Okay.
It's a female. I'm looking for a female name.
The Max can be Max or Maxie can be used for
that's
Maxine,
true. It
Maxine,
could be
yeah.
Maxine, yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good night, all.
All right, thank you.
Bye, thanks.
And the number to join us here is area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here on KALW every Sunday at 7 p.m. The number to join us with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
This is Herb in Ashland, Oregon.
Hi, Herb.
And I read The New Yorker, too, so I was ready to answer.
Oh, well, there's your bell.
I'm always hesitant to take a New Yorker question because I know our listeners are also readers.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have another thing to put in. The Bells by Poe was set to music by Rachmaninoff.
Oh.
Yes. Great. Very good.
Very good. I actually didn't have that. That's good.
Then I have a question. What famous long-running comic strip was first appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle in 1907?
Well, Mutt and Jeff?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, very good. Yes, Jerry's our comic strip person.
Well, mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, and according to my information here, it appeared only in Chronicle only until about 4 months, until March 1908, then it appeared in the Chronicle for most of its run.
But it was probably syndicated pretty quickly, I guess.
Yes, it was syndicated, yeah.
Good one.
And so that's all I have.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Does anybody know their
last names?
Their surnames, yeah. I don't, as it happens, but
all
I
right.
just...
All right, leave it out. There.
Yeah,
maybe somebody will
throw
call
that out, yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi.
Hi. Well, I have an answer for the Sonnet 29 question.
Oh, yes.
If we're talking about Shakespeare's Sonnet 29...
Yes, we are.
I know that Rufus Wainwright...
That's correct.
Oh, very good.
Rufus,
absolutely.
Rufus Wainwright.
Yeah, it was part of 5 sonnets by Shakespeare that he set to music. Absolutely.
Yes, and then I have a guess about the baby dog name question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it Sandy by any chance?
It is not Sandy.
Very good.
Oh, thinking
that
of Laura
Fanani.
Good one.
Excellent guess.
Yeah, I like it.
But no, not that.
Okay, thank you.
That's
a great guess, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we should have something that gives people a whistle or something if they get a good guess, even if it's wrong.
We'll work on that.
Or inventive, even.
Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, who received U.S. Secret Service protection longer than anyone else in history?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. Huh.
I'll only give you maybe one guess. Well, toward the end of the show, I'll give you two.
Is this a woman?
I'm not telling you that kind of thing. It's a person.
Bess Truman.
No.
All right.
Pauline?
Somebody who lived a long time after maybe being in a political...
Right.
Quick. Time's a wasting.
Yeah.
And I'm going to... this isn't
You're
it, but I'm
going
to go with Eleanor Roosevelt. Why not?
No. That's a good guess, though, actually. Yeah, she lived a long time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Herbert Hoover?
No.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll read the question.
Who received U.S. Secret Service protection longer than anyone else in history?
Can you tell us how long?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have that.
All right. Did they die within the last 20 years?
I'm not telling you anymore. Stop.
All right. Let's go
but
to a call.
What is their first name?
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, well, let me get away from the radio then. This is Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi.
And for the dog baby name?
Yes.
We're guessing our cat's name, which is Sophie.
You're absolutely right.
Very good.
That's Sophie. My mom's name.
Is that a prominent dog's name? Huh?
That is the number one girl's name in the United States now, by the way.
I know that,
as
but
of
I
last
know it was
year.
A prominent dog
it
name.
Should be the number one cat's name in the United States.
Yeah, could be.
And for companies that don't advertise, Sparky may have gotten some of these I couldn't quite follow, but Avon?
No.
Tupperware?
No.
Mary Kay?
No.
All right. For Secret Service protection, did you say this person is still alive or no longer?
I did not say. No,
so
not alive,
Caroline
I'll tell you.
Kennedy?
Who?
Caroline Kennedy?
No.
Oh, that's a very good guess.
Yeah.
How about Jimmy Carter?
No.
All right. That's what we've got.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, all.
Yes, the top dog, the top 10 dog name in the U.S., and it's also a top 10 baby name, is Sophie, or Sophia, I would have accepted as well. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. And Pauline, it's your turn.
Okay. Name the first openly all-professional baseball team and the year, the date of their first game and who they won, or what the score was.
Wait, final score. You want the name of the team?
It's like a sparky kind of question.
The name of the team?
Yes. Name the first openly all-professional baseball team and the year they play, actually the date of their first game and the score. And
oh, the score. Get
the
out
score
of here.
The score.
Nobody knows
I bet
the score.
You, I bet you there are some people
who,
in your
and who played third base.
And who they played against.
No.
Oh, come
well,
on.
Well, the New York Knickerbockers?
No.
Then it was a Boston team, I think, probably. Boston something's. Red Stockings. No, that's Cincinnati Red Stockings.
And that's
Cincinnati Red Stockings?
Cincinnati Red Stockings.
They were the first professional?
They were the first all-professional 10 players.
Strange. What was the score, Jerry?
4-7. Who do they play against, Pauline?
That's what you need to tell me also.
Okay. What were other parts of this?
So
the score, nobody's going to
know that. At least a year. Try to get the year.
Well, I'd say maybe 1868.
You're 1 year off, so I'll give it to you. 1869, very nice.
Okay.
I couldn't have said the date, but I was pretty sure it was a balmy summer evening, and a goodly crowd was there.
In Cincinnati.
It's actually not summer. It was spring, so there.
All right.
May 4th.
All right. Great.
Okay, good. All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer from San Lorenzo.
Hi, Jennifer.
And someone already guessed the dog and baby name question. So has anyone correctly guessed the Secret Service question?
No.
Not yet.
Is it Nancy Reagan?
No, it is not.
Oh, that's
that
a good.
My,
that's a very good
that
guess.
Was my
though.
Second
no,
guess.
It is not.
Hillary Clinton?
No, no, no.
Oh, darn. Okay, can I ask a question then?
Sure.
Okay, what famous print and TV celebrity had her name misspelled on her birth certificate such that two of the letters were reversed and she should have been named after a minor character in the Old Testament but has a rather unique name instead?
Oh, Oprah. Wait.
Ah, that was too easy for her.
Yeah, very good.
Good job.
And what was she supposed to be named after?
I'm trying
Orpa.
To remember.
Orpha.
Right.
Who?
O-R-P-H.
Orpha. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Good question. Yeah.
Thank you, though.
Okay, thank you.
All right. All right, I'll throw in a quick question here. Why was the grand opening of Fenway Park in Boston delayed for 6 days?
This year? No.
No, no. In the original.
Why was it delayed 6 days?
Yeah. A very, very specific, important reason.
Anything that has to do with its
year?
Name, like the Fens, because there was...
No.
What year was this?
I'm not going to tell you the year because that would help you answer the
Give
question.
Give me the decade.
No, I'm not even going to do that.
Well.
So it's some storm or something.
It's a historical event. Why was the grand opening of Fenway Park in Boston delayed for 6 days?
The start of the First World War.
No.
6 days.
Storm is a good one. Boston. What was going on in Boston back in that early days?
It wasn't necessarily something that happened in Boston.
Oh.
Wait. No, that wouldn't have been the grand opening.
So once more, why was the grand opening of Fenway Park in Boston, when it first opened, delayed for 6 days?
Because they couldn't play baseball on a Sunday?
No.
Okay.
And were you thinking of the Blue Noses up there?
Yeah, the Blue Laws, yeah.
Blue Laws, right.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, I have a guest for the Secret Service coverage.
Okay.
Lady Bird Johnson.
That's correct.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
And then I have one for the poet.
Oh, yes.
Father, and that would be Robert Frost.
Yes, it would.
Oh,
absolutely.
Very good.
I guess for us, but I have the wrong.
I'm going to take a guess at this. I don't know, but my guess is that there was an assassination of the president around 19.
That's a good. That's a good one.
Not that for Fenway Park, you mean?
Yeah.
No, not that.
Okay. I guess that's it.
Well, you did very well. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I'm there. Okay. The company could be In and Out.
Oh, In and Out Burger?
That's
no,
right. That's
not
a good, interesting guess. Yeah. Yeah.
I think they do advertise. I think so. But no, it's not In and Out Burger.
And what's the most people memorize the Quran? Which country is the everybody in a country memorize the Quran?
Well, like, probably more than one country does that.
Indonesia?
Not Africa area.
Egypt.
Indonesia.
No.
No.
Oh, Libya.
No.
No.
It's a very friendly country of America.
Oh, Morocco.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good one.
Yeah, that's the most people memorize Quran.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. There's your bell. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. This is Greg in Alameda.
Hi, Greg.
Okay, so I'll knock off the easy one. Fenway Park, the opening was delayed because of the Titanic sinking.
Right, the sinking of the Titanic. Oh, yes,
you know,
1912.
I
knew it was something like
Titanic.
That, yeah.
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 Right. Everybody who's spent any time in Boston would know that. And then the you know, the businesses that don't advertise, how about Costco?
Costco is number one, yes.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, a good
That's
show.
A good one.
All right, thank you, Greg.
Was it that 1912, the Titanic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
April 15th, 1912.
Yeah, okay.
So is the other one something similar to Costco, like Sam's Club or something like that?
No.
Okay.
No. Mm-mm. They're all, I mean, they're well known. They're all well-known companies. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, Thunder Stolen.
I'm sorry.
Which one?
Costco? Oh, I'll give you a bell. There you go.
Thank you. And I was thinking Maggie for the dog and kid name, but anyway.
Maggie?
They're just not in the top 10, that's all.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
All right, then. Good night, guys.
All right, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I have a question.
Yes.
I have four items here, and I'd like you to tell me what they are and where they came from.
So they're all the same thing, or they're not all the same thing?
They're four...
Different things.
Different things.
Okay.
Okay. Oil spot, hare's fur.
Wait, hare's fur?
Oil spot, hare's fur, ox blood, and flambé.
Well, isn't there a wine called ox blood? Or some sort of...
There might be, but that's
these
not
are,
what
these are different. These are all different items. They're not connected at all.
They all belong to the same category.
Oh, they do. Okay,
go over the list once more. Oil spot?
Oil spot, hare's fur, that's hares as a rabbit, ox blood, and flambé.
So they're all colors of something.
I wish we could do this question justice, but we're almost out of time. So you can either save it for next week or you can tell us.
They are all glazes that were originated in China.
Oxblood. Mm-hmm. Okay, oxblood. I believe I've heard of.
Yes.
Thank
all ceramic glazes.
I'm sorry we didn't have more time for your question. All right, time to clean up here. What do we got? Jerry?
I'm clean as a whistle.
All right, and...
Okay, so for my poem, so the only those dancing days are gone, William Butler Yeats, and it was sung by Carla Bruni.
Mm-hmm.
And Because I Could Not Stop for Death was also sung by Natalie Merchant, and there's also a version by composed by Aaron Copland. And the series of three paintings by Sari Richards, Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night by Dylan Thomas.
Okay. The biggest companies in the U.S. or the most successful companies in the U.S. that do not advertise in normal media, Costco, Krispy Kreme, Spanx, which we all have some of, Lululemon. Rolls-Royce and Zara.
I think I've seen ads for Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. Zara definitely in Europe.
I don't know. This is maybe in Europe, but not in the United States.
Zara is a French brand.
But anyway, this is according to Huffington Post. If we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We certainly enjoyed bringing the show to you. We hope you enjoy it as well. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman and teacher and photographer Pauline Teichman. Thank you very much, Pauline.
I've
been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week. Thanks a lot for everybody. Join us next Sunday at 7 p.m. Bye-bye. It's night.